Welcome, councillors' officers and members of the press and gallery. Please be upstanding. We, the councillors of Hobsons Bay, recognise that we are privileged to serve a community enriched by diversity. We respect and value our community's backgrounds, customs and beliefs, and declare that we will always act impartially to the best of our skill and judgment. Through our deliberations and our conduct, we will uphold the council values to deliver outcomes that enhance the city of Hobsons Bay. Please remain standing. I'd like to acknowledge that we're gathered on the traditional land of the Kulin Nation. We recognise the First Peoples' relationship to this land and offer our respect to their elders, past and present. And please be seated. The meeting is being recorded as a podcast and will be made available on the council website tomorrow. And just as a follow-up from the official welcomes, I would like to officially and formally welcome members of the 2030 steering group, the vision steering group, and also members of our various advisory committees, some of whom are here tonight who've participated in the process. So it's great to see so many people still engaged with what is a very important process, has been and will be for the council. And we'll get to that item in due course. I will ask, though, as a formality tonight, councillors, are there any apologies? And there are none, because I can see all my colleagues seated, and in which case I shall go to disclosure of interests. Any councillors this evening? And then the next item on the agenda is minutes confirmation, and we have the minutes of the ordinary council meeting and the special council meeting of 14th of February 2017. They've all been circulated. Do I have a mover?
So moved.
Thank you, Councillor Hempel. And a seconder?
Yes, second.
Councillor Greck? I'll put that to the vote. All those in favour? Anyone against? And Councillor Altair, are you making gestures at me because I failed to acknowledge? And if I look around and Mr. Mitchell Moore, we have to do a special shout out. Welcome, it's really good to see you, and we'll just have a seat with your name on it. It's always good to see you. Our former Citizen of the Year, Mr. Jeff Mitchell Moore, and welcome. I'm really pleased to see you, and I'll be seeing you tomorrow as well, I believe. But down to business of council. thank you, Councillor Altair. Councillors, are there any questions? And I'll start to my right, Councillor Altair. Any questions this evening? If you'd like to turn your microphone on if you're speaking, that would help. No, you're going to leave any questions for later?
No questions, thank you.
Councillor Ribler? No questions?
No questions.
Councillor Marston?
No questions.
Councillor Gates, no questions. And in the interest of time, that's probably not a bad thing this evening, because we do have a special planning committee meeting that will follow this immediately after this meeting. And we do have public question time on the agenda, but I have been informed that we have no questions this evening. However, if anyone does have a question that relates to any of the business which is on the agenda this evening, you may fill out a form and hand it to our officer at the end of the table, Mr. Hunt, and we can address that at the end of the meeting. Thank you. And the next item on the agenda is, as we are aware, is petitions and joint letters. And we do have, interestingly, four petitions that have been put before the council. Some of them are actually in the agenda, but we have subsequent to the agenda being finalised, we've received two more petitions. And councillors, in relation to those petitions, are there any questions? If there are none, I'm going to propose that...
Happy to move them. They be moved in a block.
Thank you, Councillor Briffer. We will move them in a block. And for okay, thank you, Mr. CEO. Procedural motion to move on block first, and I will, that's been moved by Councillor Briffer and seconded by Councillor Altair.
Yes.
And to do so, as to not hear them all separately at this point, and then I will seek a mover for those petitions in block.
Madam Mayor, just a question. This process, if they're not in the agenda, don't we have to detail what the other two are related to?
Mr. CEO, do we need to detail them now, or can we detail them through the moving?
We should identify them through the moving.
Thank you, Councillor Hempel. So we have two in the agenda which relate to, and I will read those for the purpose of the podcast. Bear with me a moment. Thank you. We'll move the procedural one first, and then we'll come to that issue of procedure that Councillor Hempel has raised. So having had it moved by Councillor Ruffo and seconded by Councillor Altair, I will put that motion to the vote. All those in favour? Anyone against? It is carried. And now I will deal with the, and I will go through each of them. There's two in the agenda. The first is a petition to request to remove ichabod trees in Bayview Street and surrounding streets in Williamstown. A petition for footpath construction in Mark Court in Seabrook. Those are the two noted in the agenda. The other two that we have received is a petition against a new footpath in Warren Court and Logan Court, Altona Meadows. And there is a petition that relates to the bathers access ramp at Fleming's Pool, Altona, at the corner of Miller's Road and the Esplanade. So those are the four petitions that we are receiving and noting and acknowledging that in moving them in block in each of those petitions, there will be a report back, separate reports on each that will come to the council and be considered at a future date.
So moved.
And I'm happy to second.
Thank you, Councillor Briffa, and thank you, Councillor Altair. And Councillor Briffa, would you like to speak to the motion?
Sure, happy to speak to those. Just in clarification, the two in relation to footpaths are for residents who do not want those footpaths constructed. But this motion basically receives those petitions for consideration, and then officers will prepare a report and they'll come back to council at a further date. Thank you.
Thank you, Councillor Briffa. Councillor Altair.
No further comments, Madam Mayor. Councillor Briffa has explained the procedure from here on in.
Thank you. Is anyone against this motion? Are there any other speakers? And if not, I will put that motion to the vote. All those in favour? Anyone against? It is carried. Thank you, councillors, for bearing with me on procedural motions and the like. The next item on the agenda is related to an important part of our budget cycle, and it is the mid-year budget review. And councillors, do I have any questions? If I have none, do I have a mover?
So moved.
Councillor Gates, and a seconder?
Seconded.
Councillor Marsden. Thank you. Councillor Gates.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. This is the mid-year budget review as stated in the documentation. Key thing to note is that we do have an operational budget surplus that has increased by approximately $1.5 million, and that's largely a result of additional income that's been identified that we anticipate to receive, mostly around open space contributions and with the increase in planning and subdivision fees that that have come through with the state government. So a small boost, but one nonetheless. Noting that there is a minor net deficit of $9,000 with the Capital Works program, but when compared to the budget, but that's a fairly minor amount for mid-year. And other than that, just to state that this has come to the Audit Committee as of last week. Thank you.
Thank you, Councillor Gates. Councillor Marsden.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. Just to note that we've met a few times to review the mid-year budget review, and so I feel confident that the rigour applied by the officers has been reflected in the document.
Thank you, Councillor Marsden. Is anyone against this motion? Are there any other speakers? Councillor Altair.
I'll speak briefly in view of our agenda tonight, Madam Mayor, but I would like to acknowledge that some of the pleasing results include a windfall of something like $300,000, which includes increased income from our planning fees. So it was an initiative that was long time in the making via our peak body DMAV, and it was pleasing that our sector was able to convince the state government to materially increase the amount of planning fees we can charge developers, so that it's a more realistic reflection of the work involved. And it's pleasing to note that it will bring an additional $40 million, up to an additional $40 million into our sector this year.
Thank you, Councillor Altair. Are there any other speakers? If not, then I'll go to Councillor Gates to close debate.
Go to the vote, thanks.
I'll put that motion to vote. All those in favour? Anyone against? It is carried. Thank you, councillors. The next item on the agenda relates to a contract relating to asphalting and road resurfacing works. Councillors, are there any questions relating to that contract? If there are none, do I have a mover? Councillor Marsden?
I'd like to move.
Thank you, Councillor Marsden. And do I have a second? Councillor Hemphill, thank you very much. Councillor Marsden.
So this is a standard contract to resurface a section of road, and it's all laid out in the document, so I encourage you to read it.
Thank you, Councillor Marsden. Councillor Hemphill.
Nothing much more to add, except maybe to point out that this is the second one for the current financial year that we've had to allocate. And also pertinent to note that in the past we've gone through the MAV, but we've done away with that, and now we're going out and looking at these particular contracts ourselves.
Thank you, Councillor Hemphill. Is anyone against this motion? Are there any other speakers? If not, then Councillor Marsden.
Nothing further to add.
I'll put that motion to vote, therefore. All those in favour? Anyone against? It is carried. And now to the second of the contracts that are on the agenda tonight, and this relates to something dear to Mr. Mitchell's heart, and that's the Coroit Creek in totality, but this is specific to the shared trail. And it's a contract for the shared trail construction, stages 2 and 3. Councillors, are there any questions? If there are none, I may ask a quick question of Mr. Millard. And just in terms of the process of engagement, given that we haven't had a shared trail steering committee meeting for some time, of which in the former term of council I was the chair, have all the groups, I note the community engagement process is mentioned in the back, but have all the groups that are dearly engaged with this, have they all been consulted and know the contents of the contract? Well, not the contents, but that it's addressing all of the matters that they care about.
Thanks, Madam Mayor. I couldn't say definitively that all the groups are aware of all the matters that arise, but we're confident that the scope of this project is captured, and this particular part of the construction of stages 2 and 3 does detail a number of those elements. It is, as you note, the matter on contingencies in the report. It is a bit of a matter on foot to actually uncover what the latent conditions are on those two parcels of land. So we have that contingency built in. We'll obviously identify a number of matters that have been raised by the community groups and others, and I think it would be fair to say that it's been too long between the last steering committee and now, and we'll expedite that as a matter of urgency and draw those people back together.
Thank you for that response, Mr. Millard. If there are no other questions, do I have a mover?
We have to move.
Councillor Briffer, and a seconder?
Seconded.
Councillor Gates. Thank you, Councillor Briffer.
Pretty happy to move this, as I imagine. I'm just thinking of former councillor Dick Murdoch now. When I think of Jeff, and I think of the what was it that he called you, the creek from the creek. How pleased that I am to see this work going, and looking forward that it actually does get finished on time. Being for National Tree Day on the 30th of July is quite an important thing. So I'm very pleased that we're proceeding with this contract. Hope that they do complete it in time, and look forward to joining the Mayor and hopefully lots of residents, including Mr. Mitchell Moore, for Tree Day on the 30th of July. Thank you.
Thank you, Councillor Briffa. Councillor Gates.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. Just to add that the project scope items are included within the report, and certainly with the adjoining public artwork that will also be eventually moving into the space. Looking forward to seeing Coric Creek Trail start to become a very vibrant natural corridor for our municipality, and extending my personal gratitude to the hard work that Mr. Mitchell Moore and your team of volunteers have put in over a very extensive period of time to bring this to fruition. And I'll see you at National Tree Day. Thank you.
Is anyone against this motion? Are there any other speakers? Councillor Alder?
Thank you, Madam Mayor. Can I also echo the tribute that Councillor Gates paid to Jeff Mitchell Moore? You've been a champion of this concept, and it must be marvellous to see it finally come to fruition. So on behalf of the whole community of Hobsons Bay, I appreciate it and I extend my gratitude. And I'm very pleased to see, because I got a bit of an email earlier yesterday with Jeff having some concerns that a very important aspect of the trail, which was like a meeting place deck, may have fallen through, but I was pleased to see that you very shortly followed up with the fact that it was an important provision of that trail. So good on you, Jeff, for continuing to keep us honest, and I'm not going to use the B word, but you know what I mean. So well done again, and I too look forward to the 30th of July. Thank you.
Thank you, Councillor Altair. Any other speakers? Councillor Marsden.
I'd just like to acknowledge the importance of the Coroit Creek Shared Trail to the cycling network, and how it is one of the very few ways of going to the north and northwest from the coast, which is important not only for commuters coming down from or going between Alta and Sunshine, but also for recreational riders from other parts of the city who can complete a loop by going along the coast up the Coroit Creek Trail and then back down the Federation Trail. So it's a long overdue and very welcome development. Thank you.
Thank you, Councillor Marsden. Any other speakers? If not, then Councillor Riff, would you like to close debate?
Very happy to. Very happy to see this contract, and I'm pleased that it seems it is going to be finalised tonight. Look forward to the National Tree Day. Jeff, thank you so much for all the work that you've done. I know he's dragged many councillors over the years down the creek and given us a tour of his four-wheel drive, literally dragged us along. And I must admit, the very first time he did that to me, some 9 years ago, whenever it was, I was astounded with what I saw. I've lived here all my life and had never, ever seen the beautiful area that is the Coroit Creek. And I very much like to encourage all residents to go down that way, have a look around. Thank you.
And having completed debate, closed debate there, I'll now put that motion to the vote. All those in favour? Anyone against? It is carried. And to sing your praises a little bit more, Jeff, certainly my first, within a month of being on council, I was taken on that trip, and I'm it's been almost last century, Councillor Altair. We spoke about that earlier, about things that were happening last century, but not quite that long, but it has been a long time in the making, and credit to you and all those wonderful volunteers, and let's not forget to mention Toyota as well, who's been a contributor to make that happen. So, moving right along, we could wax lyrical for a lot longer, but we must move on with other business. The next item on the agenda relates to Amendment C107, which relates to the Mobil Altona refinery and its proposed removal of heritage overlay. And just for the sake of some clarity, we have before us in the agenda a deferred recommendation from the meeting of 13th of December last year, when we resolved to await further information from Mobil. And having received additional information, there is a proposed recommendation that speaks for itself, and I will leave it at that to just explain it and ask councillors, do they have any questions about the item before us? Councillor Hempel?
Yes, I have a couple of questions of Ms. McCloskey. One of them is, I can't see it in the report, but when Mobil briefed us, I thought I heard some reference to that there was asbestos in that particular building. Is that correct?
Through you, Madam Mayor, yes, that is correct.
Okay. And the other question is, obviously Mobil have come to us, and they've come to us because there are certain things that they want to see happen, but as I understand it, some of the information they presented to us, the panel was not aware of. It wasn't presented to the panel. Is that correct?
Through you, Madam Mayor, yes, that's correct.
Thank you.
Thank you, Councillor Hempel. Any other questions, councillors? Councillor Gates?
Thank you, Madam Mayor. Just noting that in the proposed recommendation, item 2B makes reference to preparation of the conservation management plan in accordance with panel recommendations 2A, 2B, 2C, 3 and 4. Just confirming, although it might be obvious to some, the conservation management plan will be prepared for submission to the council, and it's the council who confirms the adequacy of the document.
Through you, Madam Mayor, yes, that's correct.
And a follow-up question in regards to the change, the proposed recommendation is suggesting that the conservation management plan will not need to include copies of primary archival material, and it's my understanding that's because that information is no longer readily available.
Through you, Madam Mayor, yes, that's correct.
Thank you. And finally, there's a recommendation suggesting that the document shouldn't actually be called a conservation management plan, and Mobil should come up with some alternative, an alternative title to the document. That's also correct?
Through you, Madam Mayor. Yes, that's correct.
No worries. No further questions. Thanks.
Thank you, Councillor Gates. Any other questions? If not, do I have a mover?
So moved.
And moving the proposed recommendation.
Oh, sorry, moving the second of those two recommendations.
Thank you, Councillor Hempel. Do I have a seconder?
Yes, I second.
Councillor Gregg. Thank you. Councillor Hempel.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. Just briefly, we've gone through a process in relation to the Mobil Altona refinery, and as we've heard tonight, there was some information that wasn't presented to the panel, which the panel would not be aware of, and Mobil had some concerns about that. They came to us back a month ago, wasn't it? And detailed some of those issues that they have concerns with, and while I'm concerned about heritage per se, I think that this proposal is a good compromise. And with one particular building in there that we've heard tonight has got asbestos, and so it'll probably be gutted anyway to get rid of that asbestos. So there wouldn't be much left of it. But I note that Mobil also say that the building provides little heritage significance, and it's reached the end of its economic life. Importantly, that there'll be some archival recollections of relating to that particular building and others on the site. Happy to move it.
Thank you, Councillor Hempel. Councillor Gregg.
Nothing further to add, thank you.
Thank you, Councillor Gregg. Is anyone against this motion? Are there any other speakers? Okay. Councillor Gates.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. Just like to note that fully in support that a copy of the Conservation Management Plan or archival recording or whatever it'll be called will also be provided to the Altona Laverton Historical Society and the Williamstown Historical Society for their records. I'm sure there'll be some interesting reading for both of those groups. And also I did neglect to ask a question in regards to item 3 around the ministerial direction and the extension of time, but given we don't have an indication of how much time we need to seek, I'm assuming that the department will presumably be flexible on that. Nothing further to say.
Thank you, Councillor Gates. Any other speakers? If not, I will go to Councillor Hemphill to close debate. Would you like to close debate? I'll put that motion to the vote. All those in favour? Anyone against? It is carried. Thank you, councillors. And now for what most of you have been waiting for, I assume, which is the item, although the rest of it's very interesting, isn't it? It's good to see council in motion and working through the decision-making process. But importantly, we have before us a recommendation that relates to all the hard work that has been put in by so many of our community members, together with our staff and some very able facilitators. And the recommendation is before us, and I will ask councillors, are there any questions? If there are none, do I have a mover?
You're all hesitating. Well, I was actually waiting for a councillor who might have attended some of the workshops that regrettably I was unable to attend. So, I'm only too happy. It gives me great pleasure and privilege
moving?
To move it, Madam Mayor.
Thank you. And do I have a seconder?
I'm very happy to second.
Councillor Briffa. Thank you. Councillor Altair.
Well, thank you, Madam Mayor. And as I say, I thank my fellow citizens and for the wonderful contribution that you've made to the long-term planning for our city. It was a real eye-opener, actually, because I know that we dealt with this in draft form some weeks ago, and we learned at that presentation and the wonderful video what a wealth of knowledge, wisdom and ideas that we've got in our city. I take such great pride in it. In fact, I was in Benalla recently and I looked at their the equivalent document that they'd obviously developed with their people, and I have to tell you, ours is so superior, it's not funny, okay? And not only that, it's obviously driven from the grassroots rather than top down. So congratulations to you all. I'm very sure that this will be a great blueprint for our future, and that I know that we've consulted you for any of the changes that we felt were required, and as I say, it's a real vision, and it's the community's vision, and I think that that's why it pleases me so greatly, because in my sixth term on council, this is the first time, I believe, that we have put together such a document that is so people-driven and that so directly reflects what my fellow citizens want of their great city. So congratulations, and I'm pleased to move it. And yes, Madam Mayor, I just note that we do need to award certificates of appreciation. I'm not quite sure whether that's at a future event, is it, Madam Mayor? Yes.
It is. We will have people back in the future. But
yes.
Thank you, Councillor Altair. Councillor Briffa.
Thank you very much, Madam Mayor. Yes, I'm very, very pleased and indeed honoured to be able to second this motion. I think Councillor Altair has explained it all very well, but I'd just like to thank everybody for the passion, the drive, the amount of time and effort that you put into this document. Having a wonderful community vision is really important, one that is vibrant, one that withstands the time. one that is reflective of our wonderfully diverse community in terms of all sorts of different facets, whether it be, you know, religion, culture, etc. So thank you so much. It's great to see the community engaged in this process, and I look forward to seeing much more of it. Thank you.
Thank you, Councillor Briffa. Is anyone against this motion? I have to ask that question. Are there any other speakers? Councillor Marsden.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. So this is an important document and will replace the Community Health and Wellbeing Plan for 2013-17 as a leading strategic plan for Council. So it's an important document in our governance. And next to elections, I think randomly selected citizen juries are probably the best governance model to drive the strategic direction for our municipality. And I'll use this document as a touchstone for advocating for regional priorities in bodies outside of the council area as well, secure in the knowledge that this is what the people want. Thank you.
Thank you, Councillor Marsden. Any other speakers? Then, in which case, if there are none, Councillor Alto, would you like to close debate?
Thank you, Madam Mayor, and I'm very glad that Councillor Marsden made mention of the new model that we use to build and develop this document, because I agree with Councillor Marsden that citizens' juries, or indeed Participate Hobsons Bay, which is what we're calling our community inclusive consulting process, and that has, of course, culminated in this great group of people who've helped us shape this visionary document. I'd like to say that the one thing that we have committed to is to make sure that we don't lose this, that this is just the start, and that there are priorities here, short and long term, that we will be committing to. But now we've got this in front of us, and it's very clear and articulates very well the ambitions of Hobsons Bay. So again, on behalf of everyone, we say thank you, and we're going to see you again very soon.
Thank you, Councillor Altair. I'll now put that motion to the vote. All those in favour? Anyone against? It is carried. And I'll just point out that we do have Mrs. Doreen Olive, who's sitting in the front, to actually hold us to account, as she very ably said in the video, and we will. But I think it's fair to say that our community does hold us to account, and rightly so. And on the deliberative democracy side of things, it is really, there are other councils who have done this, but we are at the leading edge, and it will become something that we will see as adopted more, and perhaps even maybe an antidote to the fatigue that people have with political systems all over the place. So thank you again. I look forward to welcome you all back for the presentation of certificates in the future. In fact, all my colleagues will, and we will engage continually through this process. So thank you again. The next item on the agenda is a notice of motion, which is a condolence motion. Councillors, do I have any questions? If not, then I will ask for a mover.
So moved.
Thank you, Councillor Gates. And a seconder?
So seconded.
Councillor Briffa, thank you. Councillor Gates.
Thank you very much, Madam Mayor. Just wanting to acknowledge officially on behalf of the Council the passing of former Councillor Stuart Southwick, who passed away peacefully on the 19th of February. He was 84 years of age. Former Councillor Southwick represented the Laverton area as part of the Werribee Shire pre-amalgamations alongside Bruce Comden and Kevin Skeen. But more importantly, Stuart Southwick was also a tireless community worker for the Laverton community and resided there for the best part of his life. Stuart started the Around Laverton community newsletter and was a volunteer with the Around Laverton for 29 years, retiring back in 2008 due to poor health. But in Stuart's earlier days, he also was part of numerous committees, including the Laverton North Kindergarten, the Laverton North Primary School, and the Laverton High School. The names have changed, or some of those places no longer exist. He was also involved in Community Chest, which was a gathering of different groups in Laverton that got together to have essentially the what was the early days of the Laverton Festival. And each group would have their own stall, and there would be a major raffle each year where something like a car would be raffled off. And the proceeds of the raffle would be distributed amongst all the community groups within Laverton. And he was also very well known in the area because he also worked out of the charity shop in Low Street in Laverton, which is now, I think, a particular favourite of many op shoppers in the Western region. So I just wanted to share those sentiments and to acknowledge Stuart's hard work and to pay my respects to his family at this time. Thank you.
Thank you, Councillor Gates. Councillor Ruffer.
Thank you. I'm very pleased to second this motion. I didn't know former councillor Stuart Southwick, but I certainly did hear a lot about him from the community, and was always extremely positive. I also have been lucky enough to have known to know his son David for a number of years. We went to university together, so I've known him for about 30 years now. And so I certainly know that former councillor Stuart Southwick has a wonderful family. He certainly didn't need to do all the community work, but he was very, very dedicated to the local community. And I'm pleased to see that continuing through his son, David, and the amount of work that he does for the community. I know this must be a very sad time for him, and I'm very pleased to see the Hobsons Bay City Council expressing its sincerest condolences to him. Thank you.
Thank you, Councillor Briffer. Is anyone against this motion? Are there any other speakers? Then Councillor Gates, put it to the vote. All those in favour? Anyone against? It is carried. Thank you, councillors. And it is a sad time when people pass, and to actually note their contribution is a very fitting thing for a council to do. It's important that we recognise people who've given so much of themselves. The next item on the agenda is supplementary question time, but it appears that we have none. Therefore, I will move to urgent and other business. And councillors, are there any items of urgent or other business? Mm-hmm. And there are none. The next item on the agenda is in-camera business. And indeed, we do have some in-camera business this evening. And in accordance with Section 89 2B and D of the Local Government Act 1989, Council may resolve that the meeting be closed to members of the public if the meeting is discussing personal hardship of any resident or ratepayer and contractual matters. And as we do have in-camera business, councillors, can I have a mover that we move into in-camera?
Move that we move into camera.
That's Councillor Alter, seconded by Councillor Hemphill. I will put that motion to the vote. All those in favour? Anyone against? It is carried. And I will just mention to the gallery that we do, as I've stated, have an item of confidential business. It does not mean that we will not be along to join you at the conclusion of the meeting. We hope that many of you will stay. Some of the councils have to stay to preside over the Special Planning Committee, but if you would like to stay, then please retire to meeting rooms 2 and 3 or 4 or whichever room it is, and we'd be happy to join you at the conclusion of the meeting room 3. Thank you. So we will close the meeting now for that confidential item. Thank you.